A candid conversation on the realities of Gaza. In a recent conversation on an Israeli news channel, a courageous individual, who was born and raised in Gaza and is now an Israeli civilian, provided a raw insight into the complexities of life in the region. The discussion aimed to differentiate between the political ambitions of organizations like Hamas and the fundamental necessities and desires of the average civilian. The interviewee emphasized how to separate Hamas from civilians who, in the end, want water, food, and simply want to live. Sharing his personal experiences, he declared, "No one can tell me, having been born and educated there, that the majority of citizens are taught to harbor hatred." However, he also unveiled the grim beliefs that have been deeply ingrained, such as the notion that whoever kills Jews enters heaven and is deemed a martyr. Further exposing the extent of this ideology, he revealed the unsettling truth that it's so embedded that every household has been impacted. When asked if he still had family living in Gaza, he responded affirmatively, but with a heavy heart, admitted that his own family supports these extremist ideologies. This conversation underscores the importance of distinguishing between the motives of extremist organizations and the genuine needs of the general populace. While it's heartbreaking to hear of families divided by such beliefs, it's crucial to remember that in any conflict, there are always voices that seek peace and understanding. We must amplify these voices, recognize the deep-rooted issues, and work towards a more harmonious future.